Today, we continue our systematic study of the teaching of the Lord Jesus according to the Gospel of Matthew.
那今天我们继续有系统的来看在马太福音里面主耶稣基督的教导。
Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 to 18.
那我们今天第二次来看马太福音的第六章一到十八节。
The title of today's lesson is Seeking God in the Inner Room.
那今天信息的题目是隐秘中的祈祷。
Now, let's begin by looking again at Matthew chapter 6, verse 1.
那首先我们再次来看马太福音的六章第一节。
Jesus says, Be careful not to parade your acts of righteousness in front of people, in order to be seen by them. If you do, you have no reward from your Father who is in heaven.
这里说你们小心不要在众人面前行你们的义，让他们看见，如果这样就得不到你们天父的赏赐。
Pay attention to the words in red. Reward from God our Father in heaven.
大家留意红色的字，从你的天父那里得到赏赐。
And in the following texts, you see that the Heavenly Father is in a secret place.
那在接下来的经文里面，我们看到天父是在这个隐秘当中。
Receiving a reward from our Heavenly Father in a secret place implies that you have a living relationship with God.
从父领受奖赏也意味着你和神是有一个活生生的关系的。
Not only having a relationship with God, but you are maintaining that relationship.
不单单你和神是有一个关系，你也是在维持这个关系的。
Now this is the theme of the entire chapter 6 of the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapter 6 is all about having a living relationship with God.
这就是第六章里面的主题了。那整个第六章都是关乎于与神有一个活生生的关系。
Having a relationship and maintaining that relationship, especially maintain that relationship through prayer.
不单单是和神有这份关系，也去维持这个关系，特别是借着祷告去维持和神的关系。
The same verse also reminds us that we must be careful not to parade our church activities, our works of religion in front of people.
那这一节经文同时间也去提醒我们不要在众人面前去行去做这些教会的活动啊，或者是行你们的义。
In other words, Jesus is saying we must be careful about our motive.
换句话说，主耶稣在这里提醒我们，我们要小心我们的动机。
Coming to church, taking part in a certain church activity, your only motive should be to seek God.
来到教会，或者是参与教会的不同的活动，那你唯一的动机应该是来寻求神。
Your motive should not be to appear to others as a good person.
而不是想在众人面前去显出自己是一个好人。
What people think of you, how people look at you, does not matter in God's eyes.
那别人是怎么样看待你，或者是怎么样去想你这个人，在神的眼中并不是重要的事。
Taking part in church activities, even to pray, is not the same as seeking God himself.
参与教会的活动，甚至去祷告，都不等同于寻求神。
You take part in a certain church activity, it doesn't mean you have found God.
那你参与在一个教会的活动当中，并不意味着已经寻找到了神。
Only when you pray to God in the secret place will you find him.
那唯有在隐秘处向神祷告呢，你才可以去寻见神。
So let me say again, chapter 6 of the Gospel of Matthew is all about...having a relationship with God and maintaining it through prayer.
那让我再次去说，那整个第六章的这个主题呢，重点是如何和神有关系，特别是借着祷告和神维持这个关系。
Now, last week we learned that the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 to 18, can be divided into three sections, under three topics.
那上一次我们学习在马太福音的六章一到十八节可以分为三个部分，三个题目。
The first topic is about doing acts of charity.
那第一个题目是关于施舍。
The second topic is about prayer.
那第二个题目是关于祷告。
The third topic is about fasting.
那第三个题目是关于禁食。
As you will see in a moment, the second topic, prayer, occupies the longest space.
那你一会儿你会看到这个第二个题目关于祷告啊，是里面最长的一个部分了。
The first topic about doing acts of charity occupies only 3 verses.
举例来说，施舍这个题目呢，只是2-4节两节。
三节。Mm-hmm. And then when you come to the second topic about prayer, and then you find starting from verse 5 all the way to 15, you're having 11 verses.
那第二个部分关于祷告，从第五节到第十五节，总共有11节这么多。
All these 11 verses are all about prayer.
所以从5-15节呢，都是关于祷告的。
So the most important of the 3 activities is prayer.
那这个就是三个题目当中最重要的一个宗教活动就是祷告了。
And thirdly about fasting.
那第三是关于禁食。
And from verse 16 to verse 18, only 3 verses.
那是16-18节有三节。
I'm not saying fasting and acts of charity are not important, but the most important thing in Jesus' mind is prayer.
我不是说施舍和禁食不重要，但是在耶稣的眼中，祷告是最重要的事情。
Why is praying to God in the secret place most important?
为什么向神在这个隐秘处祷告是这么重要呢？
Because true prayer is like the hidden root system of a tree. Without the root, no tree can maintain a life.
那原因就是真正的祷告就如同一棵树隐藏的根部，如果没有根部就没有生命了。
Prayer, when you do it the right way, is a hidden root system of a tree.
那一个人正确的祷告呢，就如同一棵树隐藏的根部系统。
If you are a person who do many church activities but don't pray, you are a tree without root.
那如果你是一个人参与许多不同的教会活动，但是却不祷告呢？你就好像一棵树是没有根的。
Or you are like a tree, but the root system has gotten rotten, is sick.
又或者你是一棵树啊，有根，但是这个根是得病的，那是会死的。
So I say again, if you only take part in church activities but don't pray, you do not have a right relationship with God.Your faith is false.
让我再说，如果你是只是参与教会的活动，但却不祷告呢？那你和神是没有一个正确的关系的，你的信仰就是虚假的。
The life of a true disciple of Jesus has prayer at the center.
耶稣门徒的生活是以祷告为中心的。
So I ask, do you just come and take part in church activities?Do you pray?
我想问大家，你是否只是参加教会的活动，你祷告吗？
So today we're going to learn how to have a right relationship with God, how you can maintain that relationship through prayer.
那今天我们就要来学习如何和神有一个正确的关系，也是借着祷告来维持这个关系。
In today's text,The Lord Jesus is teaching us some practical lessons of how to pray.
那在今天的经文里面，主耶稣是教导我们非常实际啊，如何去祷告的一些教导。
Let's read verses 7 and verse 8 of Matthew 6.
让我们一起来读马太福音6章7-8节。
Jesus says, "When you pray, do not use meaningless repetitions as the heathen do, for they think they will be heard for their many words."Therefore, do not be like them. For your heavenly Father knows the things you have need for before you ask him.
马太福音6章7-8节，你们祷告的时候，不可重复无意的话，像教外人一样。他们以为话多了就蒙垂听。你们不可像他们，因为你们在祈求以先，你们的父已经知道你们的需要了。
Have you prayed to God before? Have you gone to a temple and burned incense before?
大家有没有曾经向神祷告，又或者是去一些庙宇去烧香？
If you have prayed, how do you pray? What do you say?
如果你曾经祷告过，那你是如何祷告的呢？祷告的时候你说什么呢？
When you pray, do you talk and talk non-stop without listening to him?
当你祷告的时候，你是否不停地去说话呢？ 那在你祷告里面，是否你一直的说话却没有去聆听呢？
Do you know what it means to wait upon him?
你知道等候神是什么意思吗？
The first lesson that Jesus is teaching you this morning about prayer is that when you pray, do not use meaningless repetitions.
在今天我们看的这个教导里面，耶稣第一点去提醒我们的是，就是不要去重复无意义的话。
If you are not a Christian, you are not a believer, I think this following lesson is especially practical for you.
那我想对于那些还不是信徒的，还不是基督徒的朋友们来说，今天的第一点呢，是对你来说是很实际的。
When you pray, the first thing to learn is to be quiet.
当你祷告的时候呢，你首先要学习的是去安静。
Be quiet.
要安静下来。
Don't be hasty to say many things in prayer.
那不要快快的去说好多的话。
Be quiet.
那要安静下来。
In quietness, learn to listen.
那在安静当中，你要学习聆听。
There is such a precious text in the Hebrew scripture, in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verses 1 and 2.
那在希伯来的圣经里面有宝贵的经文，在传道书的五章第一到第二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Watch your step when you go to the house of God, that is to pray. Offering to listen is much better than offering the sacrifices of fools, because fools don't understand whether or not they're doing evil. Don't speak impulsively. Don't be in a hurry to give voice to your words before God. God is in heaven. You are on the earth. So just let your words be few.
传道书的五章一到二节，你到神的殿，这里指的就是去祷告，脚步要谨慎，近前聆听胜于愚昧人献祭，因为他们不知道所做的是恶的，在神面前不可冒失开口，心急发言，因为神在天上，你在地上，所以你的言语要寡少。
There is no need to hurry to say things to God, because even if you don't say it, He understands you.
那首先我们要学习的时候就不要很急的去说很多的话，原因就是即使你不说呢，神也是明白你的。
If you do not learn to be quiet, you also cannot learn to listen to God.
如果你没有学到去安静下来，你也学不到去聆听，去听神告。
So this is the first thing that Jesus is teaching us today.
那这是今天第一点主耶稣去教导我们的。
Next, Jesus teaches a second lesson, that is to overcome distractions.
那接下来他教导我们第二个点，那就是要去胜过不同的干扰。
You and I, being people of the modern world, are very busy, very distracted.
那你和我生活在现代，那有好多不同的事情去干扰我们。
Look at yourself, look at your friend.Everyone is very busy in their minds.
那看一看你自己或者是你的朋友们，每一个人在心里面、脑海里面想很多的东西。
Yes, your mind thinks about so many things, even when you sleep.
那确实是这样，当你睡觉的时候，你的脑海还是不停的在想不同的事情。
So Jesus says, it's a second lesson. To learn to pray, you must overcome distractions.
主耶稣在这里教导我们的第二点，就是我们要学习去胜过这些的干扰。
And how to overcome distractions?
那我们要如何胜过这些分心的事情呢？
Two things.
那有两个方面。
Enter into an inner room and then close the door behind you. Because we are humans, we are very weak, we are easily distracted. When there are people around you, even one person beside you, you can't concentrate to pray.
去离开你现在所在的地方去到一个内室也关上门，原因就是我们是人，我们是软弱的，很容易被分心。在你的身边如果有另外一个人那你就很难去集中的去祷告。
So the thing is to find a quiet place, maybe a room, and then close the door behind you.
所以第一方面就是去找到一个安静的房间也关上门。
So if you are a person who can't quiet down, then maybe the first thing you learn is to go into a private room and close the door behind you.
若是你是一个很难安静下来的一个人，那首先你要学的就是去到一个安静的房间也关上门。
But then That is not enough, I'm afraid.
但是单单只是这样还不足够。
Because after you have closed the door and you are alone in your, say, your bedroom, you have your cell phone with you.
这个是不足够的原因就是当你是一个人，比如说在你的卧室里面，但是你还有你手上的手机。
You have a TV there.
有个电视。
You have your iPad there.
iPad 还在那。
You have your PS4 there. The latest game.
有 PS4 在那里，还有这些不同的最新的游戏。
And you know, we have said before, when Jesus speaks, he speaks figuratively. He doesn't mean this literally, does he?
那我们之前学过，当耶稣去教导的时候，他往往是用形象的方式去教导，而不是这个字面的含义。
So, for beginners, if you want to learn to pray, the first thing to do is to leave people.Enter a private room, shut the door behind you. For the beginner, for the weak, a quiet room does help.
那对于初学者来说，首先你要学的就是离开、这些分心的地方，去到一个安静的地方，也关上门。那对于初学者，对于那些很难安静的人，一个安静的房间是有帮助的。
To learn to pray, don't have a second person around you.
当你学习祷告的时候，不要身旁还有另外一个人。
But then I just said, even in a quiet room, say your cozy bedroom, your thoughts are still raising mad in your mind.
但是就如同刚才所分享的，纵然在一个私人的房间，你自己的思想还是好像比赛一样。
So entering a quiet room is not enough. You must switch off your mobile phone.
去到一个安静的地方还不足够，那你需要去关上你的手机。
I'll be very frank with you as a pastor of the church.
作为教会的牧者，我要很直白的跟你说。
I do use my mobile phone every day, mainly to receive texts and to send texts and to be able to talk long distance free of charge.
那我确实用我手机，那主要是接收信息还有发信息，那也为了能够长途电话可以免费。
Very often, I turn my mobile phone to silence mode.
那我很常的去把我的手机调到静音模式。
So if you send me something, you don't hear from me instantaneously, don't be surprised.
那如果你发信息给我，那没有马上听到回复，那不要觉得惊讶。
I'm working.
那我在工作。
I'm studying.
我在学习。
I'm praying.
我在祷告。
Why should I be distracted to listen to your text?
为什么需要、受到你的信息而干扰呢？
What is more important, seeking God or looking at your text?
那去寻求神还是看你的信息，哪一个是更重要的呢？
My phone is my tool, my servant. I'm not a servant. I control and use my phone. It doesn't control me.
我的电话是服侍我的、是我所控制的，那我就不被他控制，那我是去支配去使用这个工具，而不是让他来支配我。
So even entering your bedroom may not help you to pray.
所以纵然去你的卧室去安静祷告，并不一定能够帮助到你。
Unless you also switch off your mobile phone.
那除非你也愿意去关上你的手机。
For this reason, some people think by not getting married, becoming a monk, and spend the rest of his or her life in the desert, they think that might help them to love God and to seek God.
那这也是为什么有一些人觉得，那我就不结婚，成为、修士，去到不同的旷野啊、沙漠去安静，那可以帮助我去寻见神。
You see, the most famous monasteries are in the deserts, high up the mountains.
最著名的修道院是在沙漠里面，是在山上的。
Let me say, the monks would agree with me that living in the monastery does not help much.
我相信这些修士会、同意我所说的，那在这些的偏僻的地方去生活一辈子，确实很少能够帮助他们去亲近神。
The reason is, they find the quieter the environment,My thoughts, oh my God, my emotions, my self-will are raising like mad in my mind.
那这些修士在这些旷野安静的地方去祷告的时候，他们会发现、这个环境越安静呢，那我的思想，我的情绪、 我自己的自我意识就越来越强，好像是在我脑袋中去比赛一样。
So for once, maybe a few hours, to go to the desert like Sinai, enter a monastery, enter the chapel inside, and sit there helps you for a short time, but not long.
那如果你没有去过这个修道院，那去到这个西乃的修道院去那边。进到这个教堂里面去做，那可能会帮助你一点点。
To learn to pray, Jesus says, you need to enter the inner room and shut the door. But he means something deeper than just that.
那主耶稣说，你要学习祷告的时候，要去到密室关上门。那这个含义是还有更深一层的。
Have we not learned in the past months that Jesus speaks figuratively?
过去的几个月我们学习到耶稣往往用形象比喻的方式去说话。
As a third lesson, let us now learn what Jesus really means when he says these words in verses 5 to 6.
今天学习第三点，就是在第五节、第六节，那主耶稣所表达的意义究竟是什么呢？
The third point being learning to enter a so-called inner room and shutting the door.
那第三点我们要学习的就是去到密室，那学习所谓关上门是什么意思？
But let's read the precious words of the Lord Jesus again.
让我们再次读耶稣宝贵的说话。
Chapter 6 and verse 5 and 6. When you pray, you shall not like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by people. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you,When you pray, go into your inner room, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you.
马太福音六章五到六节，你们祈祷的时候不可像伪君子，他们喜欢在会堂和路口站着祈祷，好让人看见。我是在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。但你祈祷的时候，要进到密室里去，关上门，像在隐秘中的父祈祷。你父在隐秘中查看，必定报答你。
Hidden underneath the surface, there lies a deeper meaning in these words.
在字面背后呢，还有更深一层的含义。
Shutting door means shutting out every thought, every self-will in your heart.
关上门也意味着去杜绝自己的思虑，还有心里面的意念。
Shutting off every single thought except God in your mind.
那关上门意味着去杜绝你自己的意念跟思想，唯有是在神的身上。
The so-called inner room is not really a place.Rather, is when you finally make contact with God in the secret.
那这样来看的话呢，内室就不是一个地方，是指你终于与神有所接触。
You have finally come before God. You have found God's face. That's the inner room.
那你终于来到了他的面前，寻见了他的面。这个就是密室了。
The so-called inner room is a condition, is a state of complete quietness, focusing only on God and nothing else.
是一种完全的安静，单单的专注在神那里的状态。
Do you know anything about being quiet? Have you ever for once been so quiet that you have shut out every thought in your mind?
大家知道去安静是怎样的吗？你是否曾经安静到这个程度，就是你一切的思想思虑都你的心里面呢？
This finding God's face, do you know what it means?
寻见神的面，那你知道什么叫做寻见神的面吗？
Now about this third lesson, praying to God in the inner room, I'd like to make the following three points to help us learn how truly to pray.
那关于这个第三点，关于密室隐藏的祷告呢，我想再去和大家分享三个方面。
The first thing to learn is to make preparations.
如果你想在隐秘处与神有所接触，那首先你要做的是预备的功夫。
The following things you learn to do by way of preparation.
那刚才我说，接下来的事情是你要预备去行的。
Make time. Don't take prayer very lightly. Make time for prayer.
那你也要腾出时间，不要轻看祷告的时间。
Having made time, go to a place where there is nobody.
所以你要腾出时间，也去到一个没有其他人的一个地方。
Switch off your phone if necessary.
有必要的话就关上你的手机。
And then, when you are there, don't start talking hastily. Be quiet.
那当你在那里的时候，就不要马上很快的说很多的话，要学习安静。
Just sit there.Or stand there and be quiet.
坐在那里或站在那里要安静。
Try to relax.
当你安静的这个过程当中呢，你要学习放松。
You are too tense, too busy, too impatient.
你是太紧张了，你太多东西烦恼，你太没有这个耐心了。
So, to prepare to pray, relax.
所以预备去祷告的时候，你要学习放松。
Breathe slowly and deeply.
你要放慢你的呼吸，要深呼吸。
I say again, relax.
那我再说，要学习放松。
Taking deep breaths slowly.
那要深呼吸，也慢慢的这个呼吸。
Do this for a few minutes. There is no rule here, but I suggest at least for 5 minutes.
那这个就是你预备的功夫呢，你要这么做。花几分钟的时间，那当然没有一个硬性的一个规定，那我去建议至少有5分钟。
Because the reality is, given the people you are, you're so distracted, less than 5 minutes, you can't even quiet down.
因为这个事实是你和我都是软弱的，那超过5分钟可能我们就没法继续安静下去了。
Let's read again the book of Isaiah, chapter 30 and verse 15.
让我们再次来看几个月学习过的经文，在以赛亚书的30章15节。
For thus says the Lord Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel, in returning, that is, turning back from whatever you are thinking, from whatever you are doing, in returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength, but you would not.
以赛亚书30章15节。主雅韦以色列的圣者曾如此说，你们得救在于回转安息。回转就是指把你的心思意念去转向神，那得力在于平静安稳，但你们竟不愿意。
So the word returning involves putting down, stop thinking whatever you're thinking.
那回转也包含放下，去停止你在当时在思想的事情。
And rest includes relaxing.
安息也包括了去放松。
Learn to breathe deep and slowly until your whole person, you can feel it. Every muscle, every limb, your shoulders, your fingers, the whole person is finally relaxed and quiet.
学习深呼吸也慢慢的去呼吸，直到你感受到你身体的每一个部分都是放松的，让你这个整个人是能够安静放松。
All this is preparation only.
那以上所分享的只是这个预备的功夫而已。
The second thing is to make contact with God by calling on God's name.
当你学习这样子去预备自己之后呢，那第二点你要学习的就是透过呼求神的名与神接触。
So as you are patiently learning to inhale and exhale slowly, every time as you exhale, call on the name Yahweh, the holy name of God.
那当你学习这样子慢慢的去呼吸的时候，每一次当你呼气的时候，你要呼求神至圣的名字，就是 Yahweh.
And do so with the whole person.
你是用你的全人这样子去呼求的。
So I just said you need to be relaxed and quiet. Now I say you need with your whole person say Yahweh.
你要是专注全人的去呼求神的名字的时候，
I cannot emphasize this more. You must do so with your whole person Yahweh.
这一点是我要很强调的，呼求神的名的时候用你的全人去呼求他。
You will find, as you learn to do that, your mind protests. Your mind wants to think about something else. Things come in to stop you from calling on the name. Don't be discouraged. Persevere.
那当你这么去学习去做的时候，去呼求神的名的时候，你会发现有好多的思念就会走进来，好像你的脑袋在抗议，他要拦阻你去呼求神的名。比如说你想起某个人啊，有一些事情要去做等等，但是不要灰心，你要坚持不懈。
The name of God is like a powerful weapon. If you get distracted, just call the name again with your whole person, Yahweh. You refocus yourself onto him and you overcome that thought.
原因就是神的名字就如同一个很厉害的武器一样，你发现你分析了心的时候呢，那你要再一次集中用你的全人去呼求神的名。当你全人专注的呼求亚伟的时候呢，你就会发现啊，你的整个人又再一次去专注他在那里，又胜过这些搅扰的思想。
If the next second you are distracted again and your thought wanders off, call that holy name again with your whole person. I emphasize with your whole person. By doing that,Calling on Yahweh, you are shutting off that thought one more time. Persevere.
那如果下一秒你发现你的思想又天马行空了，那你要再一次用你的全人呼求的至圣的名。那我强调是用你的全人。那当你全人的去呼求亚伟这个圣洁的名的时候呢，那你把这个思虑就放下来了，那你要坚持不懈。
A few weeks ago, we looked at this precious psalm in the Hebrew scripture.
那几周前我们在希伯来圣经里面看见这个宝贵的诗篇。
Psalm 27 in verses 8 to 9.
诗篇的27篇8到9节。
When you said, that's when God said, Seek my face, my heart say to you, Your face, Yahweh, I will seek.Do not hide your face from me.
诗篇二十七篇八到九节，想起你说过你就是指神，你们要寻求我的圣言。那时我的心对你说，亚伟啊，你的圣言我寻了又寻，求你不要把脸对我藏起。
Notice, God doesn't say, "Come, learn to pray." He says, "Come, seek my face."
那留意到神不是对我们说。你要来学习如何祷告的，他是说你要来寻求我的面。
When you pray and you don't see his face, that's not true prayer. True prayer means finding God, seeing his face, so to speak.
当你祷告的时候却没有寻求神的面，那这就不是一个真的祷告了。那真正的祷告是找到神也见到他的面。
And then in the same psalm, verse 4.
那同样的诗篇里面第四节。
Psalm 27 verse 4.One thing I ask of Yahweh, one thing I seek, to dwell in Yahweh's house all the days of my life, to enjoy the sweetness of Yahweh, to seek out his temple.
诗篇二十七篇第四节，只有一事我曾恳请亚伟，并苦苦追求，即终生住在亚伟的殿宇，天天瞻仰他的圣美，在他的圣所寻求。
You see, what I'm saying in the name of God just now,about persevering in prayer, calling on the name of God repeatedly, is the one thing that a believer seeks to do every day of her life.
大家留意到吗？刚才我说的去安静下来，去杜绝这些思虑，去呼求阿伟的神，寻见他的面。那这个在这里看到是一个信徒他一生去追求的一件事情。
Why is it something that you must seek all the days of life?Because you are so distracted, that is not something that you can attain to easily.
那为什么这个是你一生都要去寻求的事情呢？那原因就是这件事情不是很轻易就可以达到的一件事。那你被很多的事情分心。
Your prayer is so shallow.
你的祷告是肤浅的。
True prayer, seeking God's face, calling on God's name, is something you must seek all the days of your life.
去安静呼求神的名，寻见神的面，这一件事情是你一生都要去追求的。
That's why Jesus says later on in the same chapter, Seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness.
这也是为什么主耶稣在马太福音以后的经文他说你们要先求神的国。
Jesus also said, Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. knock repeatedly, knock, knock, and it will be open to you.
那他也说，你们寻求就寻见，敲门就给你们开门，你们要不断的去寻找，就可以寻见。
So let calling on God's name be the weapon by which to command every thought to be quiet until all thoughts and emotions are shut out except Yahweh, our Heavenly Father himself.
让我们把呼求神的名字、如同一件武器一样，将一切的思虑情绪都能够控制下来，安静下来、直到一切的思虑和情绪都被排除在外，唯有亚伟神我们的天父他自己。
In other words, when you do it in the right way, at each calling of the divine name, you will focus on the face of God.
这也是意味着每一次你呼求亚伟神的圣名的时候，就是你去寻见他的面的时候。
So this is when you have made preparation, this would be the second stage, the second thing you learn to do in prayer.
那这个是你预备好之后的第二点你可以学习的。
So now, after preparation, you're ready, and then having made contact with the Heavenly Father, what do you do? Make holy offerings to Him.
当你预备好自己安静下来与神有所接触以后呢，那第三点你可以学习的就是向神献上圣洁的祭。
You see, when you're not ready and you hastily approach prayer and you say many things to him, that is an offering of fool.
那大家看得见吗？当你没有预备好来到神面前很快的说不同的事情，那这个被形容为愚昧者的献祭。
But if you make contact with the Heavenly Father, then you can make holy sacrifices to Him.
反过来说，当你预备好安静下来去寻见神的面之后，那你可以献上的就是圣洁的一个祭了。
Now people are different. Our situations, our levels are different.
那每一个人的程度都不同。
What you should offer may not be the same what I should offer up on the same day.What you offer one day may not be the same as what you offer the next day.
或许你应该向神献上的和我应该向神献上的是不同的。
But supposing you're not a believer, you're not a Christian. Supposing you don't know God and the Bible very much.
如果你还不是一个信徒，还不是一个基督徒，那如果你还不是太认识圣经。
If you want to make contact with God, if you want to learn to pray,I give you one or two suggestions as to how to pray and what to say.
如果你想与神有所接触，想要学习向神祷告，那我想给你一些建议，如何去祷告，应该说什么？
Having prepared, having quieted down, you can say to God, Yahweh, O God, please help me know you, please.
那当你预备好，也安静下来之后呢，你可以这么说。亚伟神，请你帮助我认识你。
People say there is a God, but I don't know. I want to know. Please help me know you if you are real.
那其他人说有一位神，但是我不确定。那请求你去帮助我。如果你是真实的话，请你告诉我。
If you say this with a truthful heart, God hears you and He will answer.
那如果你是用真诚的心去这么说的话，那神会听见，他会回应你。
Or you can say to God, Yahweh, O God, I give you thanks. I have a good family. I have a good life. My health is good. I give thanks.
你也可以这么说，亚伟神，我向你献上感恩。我有好的家庭，那我的健康也是好的。那我的生活是挺好的，我向你感恩。
These are good gifts to offer to God.
那这些都是向神献上好的一些礼物。
These are not sacrifices of a foolish person.
这就不是一个愚昧人所献上的祭物了。
And supposing there is sin in your life, you can say the following prayer. Yahweh, O God, I admit I have done wrong.I'm willing to change. Would you please forgive me? Would you please help solve my problem? Please.
那倘若在你的生命中有罪，在你心里面有罪， 你可以这么说，亚伯神，我承认我做错了，我愿意改变，恳求你去饶恕我。神啊，求你帮助我去解决我的问题。
If you pray this request truthfully, God hears and he will answer.
那若你是真诚的向神去这样祷告，神会听见的，他会回应你。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 66 and verse 2, tells us what kind of a person God is.
以赛亚书的66章第二节向我们写明了神是怎样的一位神。
It reminds us the true God is the creator of all things.
这里提醒我们，独一的真神他是创造一切所有的。
He doesn't need you to say many things to him to make him happy.
他不需要你去说很多事情去讨好他。
He doesn't need your money. He's not poor.
他不需要你的金钱，他并不贫穷。
What he cares is people who are humbled and contrite spirit.
那他所关注，他所留意的就是那些谦卑心灵伤痛因我的话而战兢的人。
For me personally, the following are offerings I often give to God when I pray.
而对于我来说，在我的祷告里，我经常这么向神说。
You can imagine that I would have entered my room, have shut my door, and spent quite a few minutes just to be quiet in preparation.
那大家可以想象，那我会去到我的房间，关上门，去安静。那这个只是预备的功夫。
And then you can imagine I would, with my whole person, call on that sacred name of Yahweh.
接下来我就会呼求神至圣的名字亚伟。
I would be engaged in an inner battle to shut off, to subdue every emotion, every thought that is racing mad within me.
脑海里有一个征战，就是去将一切的思虑、一切的情绪啊，都借着呼求神的名可以放得下来。
When by perseverance I finally quiet down and make contact with my Father, I oftentimes would say the following to him.
在坚持这么去做的时候呢，那我终于可以安静下来。那接下来就是我向神所献上的这些祷告。
What I say in the following is spontaneous from my heart. It is not something prepared. It, because I have made contact, oftentimes these are the things that come up from my heart to him.
那这些就不是预先预备好要说的话，而是当我接触到了神之后，那从心自然流露我想向神说的。
Oftentimes I would say, Yahweh, Father, I thank you.
那我会经常这么说，亚伯天父，我感谢你。
I worship you.
很多时候我也会说，我敬拜你。
And sometimes I would say, I love you.
那有时候我对他说，我爱你。
And then oftentimes I would say, Father, please make your holy name known to the whole world, please.
那很多时候对他说，亚伯天父，恳求你，愿你的圣名在世上能被人认识。
May your kingdom come quickly, please. May your kingdom come to earth.
那愿你的国度临到地上，快快临到地上。
Please, Father, may your plan be fulfilled on earth, and give me a part to play in that plan, please.
那请求你，天父，愿你的计划能够在地上被执行。我也请求你给我能够参与在你的这个计划里面。
In other words, what I often say to him is along the line of the Lord's Prayer.
那换句话说，当我与神有所接触，我寻见他的面之后，那我的祷告是类似于这个主祷文的。
My time is up. I need to conclude in maybe 5 minutes. I'd like to tell you.When you are truly praying and make contact with God, what is it like to receive reward from the Father in the secret?
在我结束之前，我想和大家分享神他的奖赏是怎样的呢？
Again, Psalm 27 and verse 4. One thing I ask of Yahweh, that one thing I will continue to seek, to dwell in Yahweh's house all the days of my life, I enjoy the sweetness of Yahweh. I meditate. I ask him questions in his presence.
那诗篇二十七篇第四节给我们看见真正的祷告是怎么样。这里说有一件事情，就是我一生去追求的，就是去寻求雅伟，苦苦追求，可以终身住在雅伟的殿宇，就是去寻见他的面。那我和他的有所接触之后呢，我要去向他询问。
My words are not sufficient. I don't know how to describe to you. Once I am there in front of him, the reward is himself. And with himself comes an indescribable pleasantness, a certain beauty, a certain sweetness that comes from the presence of God.
那用言语很难去形容去来到神面前寻见他的面的那样的情况。那当你在这样子去祷告寻见神的面，那你得到的奖赏是什么呢？那其实这个奖赏就是神他自己。你会感受到非常的非常的
beautiful，
很美丽
very sweet，
甜美
and very pleasant，
也是非常
舒服
的这样子。
So when you pray, do you just talk, or do you know the sweetness of the presence of God?
那当你祷告的时候，你是一直的说话，或者是你认识到神同在的这个甜美呢？
Psalm number 16, verses 8 to 9.
诗篇十六篇第八到九节。
I keep Yahweh before me always, for with him at my right hand, nothing can shake me. And so my heart rejoices, my soul delights, my body too will rest secure.
十六篇第八到九节，我常常把Yahweh摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我必不会动摇。为此我的心快乐，我的灵欢欣，我的肉身也必安然居住。
What a strange way of writing. Look at the first sentence.
那这个描述是很有趣的，大家请看第一节。
I keep Yahweh before me always.
这是说我常把亚伟摆在我面前。
There is a need, there is a necessity to keep Yahweh in front of you. How?
我们看到是有必要常常的将神摆在我面前的。那如何去做呢？
There is such a need because you are always distracted. You can't pray. So you need to keep him in front of you by calling on his name.
那你需要把神放在神面前，因为你常常会分心。那怎么样去把神摆在我面前呢？就是透过去呼求神的名。
And once you have found him, you have him at your right hand side, you have his presence, then nothing can shake you.
那当你接触到神，你寻见他的面的时候因为他在你的右边，那没有任何的事情可以令你动摇。
You have a certain assurance. You feel a certain safety and confidence.
你会感受到很安稳，也会能够有所依靠。
And by extension, you feel also very comfortable. There is a sense of well-being because you are in front of God.
那延伸过来的这个经历呢，就是你会非常的平安，那也会觉得很幸福，因为你是在神的同在当中。
So your heart, your mind, and your whole body feels very pleasant, very comfortable.
那你的身心灵呢，都会感受到非常的安稳甜美因为你是在神的同在当中。
Is that your experience?
这是否是你的经历呢？
Let me say this. For this one reason alone, I really wish you would learn to pray.
那也为这个以上的这个原因呢，我很希望你能够学习到真的祷告。
Why? Why do you come to church and you know nothing about the satisfaction of praying to God?
那若是你来到教会却不知道祷告中因神得到的这份满足呢，那就非常可惜了。
It's not a pity, it's not a waste of time. You come to church and you don't have contact with God.
那这样岂不是一个很可惜的事情吗？你来到教会却没有接触到神。
You don't know what you are missing.
那你就不知道啊、你错过的是什么了。
And now in Psalm number 16 and verse 11.
那诗篇的十六篇第十一节。
You, O God, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
诗篇十六篇十一节，你指给我的乃是生命之路，在你面前欢愉不尽，以你右手福乐无垠。
Okay, I rush on to my last two scriptures. I have two more scriptures to share with you.
那最后有两段的经文和大家分享。
The book of Isaiah, chapter 40, in verses 28 to 29.
以赛亚书四十章二十八到二十九节。
Did you not know? Had you not heard? Yahweh is the everlasting God. He created the remotest parts of the earth. He does not grow tired or weary. His understanding is beyond fathoming. He gives strength to the weary. He strengthens the powerless.
第二十八节，你不知道吗？你没有听过吗？永在的神亚伟，低级的创造主，既不疲乏，也不困倦，他的知识无法测度。疲乏的他赐凄厉，无力的他加力量。
Only for those who have learned how to quiet down and call on the name of Yahweh would experience strength, new strength springing up from the secret place, but only there.Not nowhere else.
唯有那些学习到安静，然后去呼求神的名的人，他们可以经历到啊、在这个隐秘处可以啊、经历到从神而来的这个凄厉。
You know something? As a servant of God, as a servant of God, serving the Church of God, how badly I need strength and new strength every week, every day.After these 40-some years.
那作为一个神的仆人，四十年之久，那我自己的经历是，我是如何的需要在这个隐秘处从那里得到激励，每一天可以得到新的从神来的力量。
But let me read on to verse 30 and 31.
那我继续读三十到三十一节。
The book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 30 to 31.Youth grow tired and weary, the young stumble and fall, but those who wait upon Yahweh will regain their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. Though they run, they will not grow weary. Though they walk, they will never tire.
以赛亚书四十章三十到三十一节，就是年轻人也会疲乏困倦。强壮的人也会全然跌倒，但那些等候亚伟的人必重新得力，他们必像鹰一样展翅上腾，他们奔跑也不困倦，他们行走也不疲乏。
And my last scripture, again, is Isaiah chapter 30 in verse 15.
那最后一节的经文是以赛亚书的三十章十五节。
In conclusion, let us just read this scripture one more time.
那在结束的时候，让我们再一次读这一节经文。
For thus says the Lord Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel, In returning and resting you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength, but you would not.
以赛亚书三十章十五节，主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说，你们得救在于回转安息，得力在于平静安稳，但你们竟不愿意。
In closing, let me say this.
那但我总结的时候这么说
To have a right relationship with God is the theme of Matthew chapter 6.
那在马太福音的第六章这个主题是和神有一个正确的关系。
But the only way to have it, the only way to maintain such relationship is through true prayer.
但是能够和神有关系，能够和他有一个、正确的关系也维持下去的方式呢，是透过真正的祷告。
So my dear brothers and sisters and friends, let us seek a relationship with the living God.
所以我各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们，让我们来寻求和神有一个活生生的关系。
Would you join me to let us learn together how to pray to the living God?
你会和我一起吗？我们让我们一起来学习如何向真神这个活神去祷告。
Let us learn to seek God's face in the so-called inner room.
让我们来学习在隐秘的这个密室去寻求神的面。
So, that's the end of my message today.
那我今天的分享就在这里结束了。
And let us spend a moment of quietness learning to look, to turn to God in quietness. Let's call on His name.
那接下来让我们有一段时间安静来学习如何在安静中去呼求神的名。